Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scribner again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you and thank you and worship you for the Word of God. Father, as we discuss the Word today and the power that's in this book, open our hearts and our minds to this mighty book that we may hear it and see the problems and see the things that's here and understand what we're going to go through and understand who our enemy is so we can get set free from this beast. So we can walk in what's rightfully ours as sons of God. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus 2,000 years ago to defeat the devil so we don't have to put up with that beast anymore. Thank you, Father, for the word. In Jesus' name, amen. Now then, as we was just yesterday, we were over in 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting with verse 12, and Jesus clearly told us there that to all that will serve him and do what he says will suffer persecution. So, if you're going to suffer persecution, well, nobody likes to suffer persecution. But let's go back over here to Luke chapter 4, and let's start here and see what kind of persecution, what Jesus preached, and what kind of persecution he had to undergo. Now, to start off in Luke 4:18, Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book. And then he made this statement. He said, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." And then he began to tell all these people that was in the synagogue about himself and about some things that had happened and why people didn't get healed and delivered. And as he taught these things, these people that were in that synagogue that day didn't like what he was saying. He was saying, and they got extremely mad at him. And especially after he made the statement that many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed or healed, saving Naaman the Syrian. Now then, and all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, they were filled, were very indignant. They were filled with wrath. They were mad. And it says, and they rose up and thrust him out of the city. In other words, they literally went up and got a hold of Jesus. Here he is preaching the gospel in the synagogue, in church. They run up and grab him. They lay hands on him. And they thrust him out of the city. They throw down the road and they led him into the brow of the hill. Now they are literally dragging Jesus out of church, dragging him down the road to a place where they're going to throw him over the hill and kill him. In other words, there's a very high, steep place here. They're going to throw him over the edge of the hill wherein their city was built, and they might cast him down headlong. Now, they're planning to kill him. Now, let me tell you, that's what I call real persecution. Now, Jesus said he suffered that kind of persecution. He said, "If you will walk holy before me in obedience to my word, you will suffer that same kind of persecution." Because he says, no servant is above his master. In other words, all of us want to be like our master, but none of us want to suffer what our master suffered. That's understandable. The flesh, there's only one thing the flesh hates worse than pain, and that's more pain. Nobody likes to go through pain and suffering. I know, I'm no different than no one else. The flesh does not like to suffer pain. It is weak. The flesh is very weak, but the spirit is strong. But if Jesus had to suffer these kind of things, you're going to have to suffer those kind of things because these people were literally trying to kill him. Now then, to give you an idea of the kind of things that happened now, we're going to go just a little bit further. After we see that Jesus passed through them and got away, he slipped away among those people and got away. And it says that because these people, and then he says that he came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days. And they were astonished at his teaching, for his word was with power. Now, that's the way every Christian should teach and preach the Word of God, with power. We should see demonstrations or manifestations of the Holy Ghost when we teach the Word. Therefore, people will know that we're teaching about Jesus. And in verse 33 says, in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil and cried out with a loud voice. Now, when's the last time you've seen something like this in church? Well, it hadn't been very long since I've seen it. I see it on a regular basis. When you learn who these devils are and that you have power and authority over them, Jesus showed us that we have this kind of power. Let me give you an example of something that happened just a few months ago at one of my healing schools. On a Thursday, a woman called me and said, Mr. Scrivener, we have a 7-year-old grandson, and his mother and dad have divorced, and they've left him with us, and we're trying to raise this boy, and he's more than we can handle. Said, would you come and sit down with us and talk to us about this boy? And I said, well, ma'am, today's Thursday, and I'm very busy, and I'm having a healing school Saturday in Dallas. I said, bring him to the healing school. She said, well, sir, he's not sick. I said, oh, yeah, he's sick, but he's sick in a different way. Now, see, what this boy had, he had an unclean spirit because of his mother and dad, because of their fighting and bitterness and strife and their divorce and everything. They have opened a door to the demonic world, and this poor little boy is going to suffer the consequences. And that's just the way it is. If men and women understood these things, they would stop sinning. But this couple didn't know, and so anyway, they divorced and left this boy, and he's got all these unclean spirits, just like this man right here in the Word of God in Luke chapter 4 that we're just talking about. But anyway, they brought the boy, and I asked them when they got there at the end of the healing school, they brought the boy up for prayer, or actually they came up. I says, where is the boy? And they said, he's back over there in the back running around. I said, is the boy a Christian? They said, oh, no, he don't want nothing to do with Jesus. We've tried to talk to him about Jesus, but he don't want nothing to do with Jesus. I said, okay. Now, see, I know that the Word of God says that if there's any lost on this earth, they're lost because the god of this world, which is Satan, which has blinded their mind to the truth of the Word of God. So, therefore, they can't get saved because they belong to the devil. And he's in them, and he has blinded their mind to the truth. Well, I also know that I have all power and authority over the word, over the devil, because in Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20, Jesus told me that all power is given to me over the devil, and that the devil and his demons has to be subject to me. So I had him call the little boy. He was 7 years old, over, and I knelt down in front of him. I say, son, are you a Christian? He says, no. I said, how would you like to become a born-again believer in Jesus Christ? He said, no. I grabbed him by the shoulders right quick, looked him right in the eye, and I said, you unclean devil, come out of him in the name of Jesus. I said, you foul spirit of hell that's blinding this young man's mind to the gospel, I command you to leave and go far from him and never return in the name of Jesus. I said, now, Father, I ask you to send the Holy Spirit to convict this boy of sin and bring him into the kingdom, and thank you for saving him. I said, now, son, how would you like to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? He said, I would love it. And that little boy prayed the prayer of faith with me and accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior, and it totally turned his life around that day. Now see, this power that Jesus is talking about in this book is still here today, and it still belongs to you and me just like it did to him. Because Jesus, these people were astonished at his doctrine, for his words was with power. Now your word should be with power. And you need to walk in this anointing. But to do this, you're going to have to walk holy before God, just like Jesus did. And it says, then in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil. Now, what was this man's trouble? An unclean devil. And this devil cried out with a loud voice. It was out of the man's mouth, but it wasn't the man speaking. It was the devil in him. Now, most of the time when something bad or wicked comes out of your mouth, it's not you talking either. It's an unclean devil taking control of your tongue and speaking out of your mouth. He'll do that to you today. Even as a born-again Christian, he'll do that to you today. Why in the world would a man that loves a woman that he married and been married to for years why one morning or one afternoon or just in some time during the day, she says some little something that doesn't amount to anything, and you just go berserk and start screaming at her. Now, people do those kind of crazy things all the time, and when they do, after it's all over, they wonder, why did I do such a stupid thing as that? Well, let me tell you why you did it. You did it because you yielded to an unclean devil. Just like this one here, and this man that had this unclean devil, the unclean devil cried out with a loud voice. And this is what he said, talking to Jesus, he said, let us alone, because there's more than one of them devils in there. Let us alone, what have we to do with thee, thou Jesus? Now see, it's plural here, everywhere you look. This is not just one unclean devil in this man, he's got a bunch of them in there. Well, let me tell you, it's real easy to have a bunch of unclean devils or demons living in you. And he says, art thou come to destroy us? I know who you are. You're the Holy One of God. See, these devils, they knew who Jesus was. They knew he was God. And that's what they thought he was. They thought he was not really a man, but he was God. And if he was God, he didn't have power over them, because only man had been given dominion and authority and power on the earth. And the devil had deceived man 4,000 years before and became the god of this world, the prince of the power of the air of this world. And so these devils cried out. They didn't think Jesus had power and authority over them. But what they didn't know, he had left heaven and become a true man. He had laid down his deity, and he was no longer the God in deity power. He was a man. He was a man just exactly like you and me. He had laid down all of his attributes, all of his power, all of his authority, and everything that he had in heaven, and come to earth and just become a pure man living under the law with no sin. But a pure man living on the earth with no sin meant he had power over Satan and his hosts. Because Jesus cried out to this devil and this man, hold thy peace and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown this man in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. Now, can you imagine that scene in church? Well, I've seen those kind of scenes in church several times. And these people were all amazed and spoke among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. Now, let me tell you, you will be able to do the same thing that Jesus did. You'll be able to cast out devils and heal the sick if you'll just walk holy and obedient and walk in faith to the Word of God. Now then, I'd like to invite you to give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we have many free audio and video teachings on these subjects. We'll send them to you free and postpaid. And if you'd like to listen to these teachings, you can listen to them on the web, and you can also order these free on the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can get to our website, and you can see many wonderful things. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Only He is worthy. He is King.